I wouldn't say that I'm against white people. That is not the issue. But we do have rights that I think is right.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very well said. Mm-hmm.
My name is Don Stevens, and I'm from Stevens Village. I was born and raised here. And I would like to thank Mr. Berger for accepting our invitation to be here and hear our testimonies on behalf of ANSCA and today and tomorrow. As a native of Alaska, I would like to express myself to the present day of our lives. Columbus discovered North America. He also discovered Indians. But land was his main purpose. Therefore, Indians had a tough time to this day. Federal Congress introduced aboriginal rights for indigenous people. In 1936, Stevens Village selected to go RIA, Indian Reorganization Act. In 1950, our people made a resolution for land claims, an area which our people use for subsistence, way of life, living and respecting our land. That resolution went no place because of special interest groups such as mining, traders, etc. Our territorial government at that time did not want natives to have large amounts of land, such as reservations and whatever. In early days, natives had no education. That's the way the white man wanted it, so they could take over our land. That is still their goal today. As being natives of this portion of the Yukon, past and present, we oppose development of our land, development of roads, oil and gas exploration, and mining. Our main goal is our children's and children's after them. With 1991 coming in a few years, a good foundation right now is needed to hold on to our land. We made a stand against the Rampart Dam, the Hickle Highway, pipeline crossing. We stand against all those developments. And when the Native Claims Settlement Act became into law in 1971, it was done without asking the people. The people was never asked. At this time in 71, I was still in high school, and so I really wasn't into it back then. A few changes that I would like to see at this present land claims, ANSCA land claims, is to be amended to include afterbirth and to turn subsurface rights over to village corporations, turn it over to the people. One other thing that I would also like to see is that the federal and state governments recognize the RIA status, which includes keep from paying taxes. Back in, and see that we manage our own fish and game. Back in the early days, when the government of the United States was established way back after Columbus, the federal government, they had one law into effect to recognize Native people in this North American continent. And as of today, right now, they say that they don't recognize RIA status in Alaska, which is recognized down in lower 48. And to be recognized by RIA status, we would manage our own land and manage our own fish and game and everything. But right now, as of today, we only got 17% vote in the state of Alaska. So we have no say in what's governed around us or about us. So whatever the people, that's how the government is run today, by vote, what the people want. And with only 17%, we got no say. What the people here in the state of Alaska want, they'll get it. So we got to make a stand someplace. Even though we're low on the poll, we got to still stick up for our rights. I'm not too fully prepared for this testimony here, but if we continue tomorrow, I'd like to add a little more to my testimony. I'm just kind of a little nervous right now, or a little kind of tight. But as with Margie and other people that testify, that we'll have to make a tough decision for this ANSCA, this land claims that we have now coming up in 91, because then there'll have to be taxes. We'll have to pay taxes on this land, and we got no money. What's going to happen is that we're just going to be run over. People, Native people are going to need money, and the land's going to cost money, so they're going to sell. We got to find some solution to keep our land, put it in a bank or something, keep our people from selling it. So I'd like everybody here in this community hall here to, even if you just give your name, just to come up and say that we got to make a stand for our Native rights. Because as of today, right now, we're having a tough time with our fish and game. We have a regional council that represent us, but they got this Alaska outdoor sportsmen. They're almost about 7,000 strong in the state of Alaska, and they don't like the subsistence, because we're Americans. We're free. We got our rights. That's where it stands. And if they're that strong, they could talk to our government, and whichever way they want it, they'll turn. So I'd like to see everybody come up here and just give their say on present-day ANSCA, present-day land claims. If there's if the meeting is going to continue tomorrow, I would like to continue on, Mr. Berger.
Well, the meeting will, of course, continue tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow, and we'll hold a meeting in the morning.
Okay.
But.
Okay, then. Well, that's it for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Stevens. I'm glad you mentioned the attempts made by the people of Stevens Village to obtain land that would be set aside for them, because when we had a hearing in Fairbanks, all the correspondence between Stevens Village and Washington, D.C., going back for 40 years, was introduced in evidence by David Layson.
Yes.
David Layson. And I read that. He introduced it all, and I took it home and read it, and it was very, very interesting. And it shows that here you did try 40 years ago to try to establish land that would be set aside for yourselves in perpetuity. And so I'm glad that Mr. Stevens brought that up.
My name's Peter Jones, and I'm from Stevens Village. I was kind of born and raised here. Like most teenagers myself, I don't think too many of us know exactly what's happening with this native land claims, unless there already has been attempts to inform teenagers like myself and children on what's happening with native land claims. I'd like to see there be more attempts to educate younger people to see what's happening, because this thing happened when we were kids, and it's going to happen again. They're going to have a bit more decisions in 1991, and unless they try to inform us more, young people like us who will eventually rule the place don't know exactly what's happening. And that's all I'd like to say.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes, sir. Well, what I was thinking about is what you all already said. I'm pretty much interested in that. And I've been here, and I'm about the oldest person here in a male. And I see what's going on, what's been happening in my early days. We had our land, we call our land. And nowadays, you don't have nothing right now. Compared, I read quite a bit. And nothing seems to go our way. Not one bit of it. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to change. But we'll have to fight, keep fighting. And we only have subsurface. And what are we going to make out of that? There's no future for us there. And we have a land, our children, next generation will make a living some way. Now there, some is going to college, and those people will stick up for us later on. Of course, some of us will be gone. That is all I could say for now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
My name is Henry Smoke, Sr. I'd just like to say that 1971, settlement act, I was a little 48, I moved out there, but 1965 anyway, 9 years, and I really didn't know what was happening. After I come back home, and I was born and raised here, and I said, this is my home. And I came back, a lot of my own people told me I didn't have no land. It kind of hurt my feeling, but even then, I still think this is my home. I just want to, I have a lot of kids, and I like to have a home for them. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Mr. Small.
Well, my name is Leonard John, and I want to say that those have been said already, and that I have very fond of, and I'd like to see that those boys would take it over for the land claims and all everything. That's all I would have to say.
Thank you, Mr. John. Thank you, sir.
My name is Rene V. Contreras, and I've lived here in Stevens Village now for 8 years. And since I've been here, I've been been able to see a lot of the things that have affected the people here in the village. And first of all, they're worried about losing their land. The corporations are having a hard time learning how to invest their money. And I think that it's really unfair that they had to invest their money. A lot of native land settlements that have been held in other places, the natives, they got their land and they got their money. And their land and their money wasn't tied up in making a profit off of it. They just got it plain, clear, and simple. And I think it's unfair to expect the native people to get involved in our really, the competition's really hard on Wall Street. And they didn't get that much money for their land. And just simply, for one thing, a lack of money makes it hard for them to be able to go and make enough money to have to pay taxes on their land. I can't understand why they just didn't get their land without having to worry about paying taxes on it. And some corporations, when they selected their land, they were advised by a larger corporation to select lands that would sometimes create a barrier to keep non-native people out, or to select land with an eye towards commercial value. But yet at the same time, because they had to select, they only had so much land to select, they weren't able to select the best subsistence land areas, lands that provided the best trapping and berry picking and hunting on them. I think that the money should just go right straight to the people, and they shouldn't have to, the village should spend it as they feel that they should have to spend it. And it shouldn't have to be involved in making any money to pay taxes. And the land should be given to the people. And the only way that they can dispose of the land is in a proper federal election, where the people themselves vote if they really want to give up the land and not have to worry about taxes taking it away. And I think that some land selections should be reviewed with an eye towards expansion and not further consolidation. From what I understand, there used to be three large bands of people. There was there were the Caribou people, there were the Middle River people, and I forget what the other people were, but this was the Tanana, Yukon, and Koyukuk River people. And so that included that whole area. And when the land selections came to pass, these whole areas were not paying any attention to. The only areas that they paid attention to was just immediate land right around the village. I think that Doyon should be disbanded, and that each village's share of money and land should be returned to the village that Doyon got. ANSCA was passed, and there was no federal election asking the people if they wanted that. And consequently, they lost their water rights. The people are kept in the dark about federal Indian law. They don't know what it is or how to use it. And there are laws stating that Indian laws are to be passed for the benefit of the people. And I can't see how ANSCA was passed. It was for the benefit of the people. The state is in violation of some laws. There are land selections on the PYK borderlines, Porcupine, Yukon, Kuskokwim River, and the state disclaimer clause in the state constitution, and they're ignoring those things, and they're just going ahead and they're selecting lands that have already been in occupation or use. And the government is just standing by and letting them do that. And slowly but surely, the native people are becoming aware of these things, but they don't know exactly how to go about using these laws or who to talk to about these laws. And they say, well, where's the money going to come from to pay the lawyers so that we can protect ourselves? From what I understand about the IRA here in the village, it was the BIA teacher who was the big person that was pushing the law. And most of the people didn't know what it was all about, except that he said that it was a good law and it was for the benefit of the people and that they should go for it. The people here have heard of Title 14 or 16 under their IRA of putting land under their village government, but they haven't, nobody's coming and giving them any practical or objective methods for going about and doing this. And so they know about it, but they're afraid to do it because they're afraid that in some way they might jeopardize their land and that they'll lose it because they acted too hastily. And yet at the same time, this 20-year tax laws is approaching them. They don't know what the extent is of their IRA government or their neighbor's native sovereignty. And the people are being kept information poor about these things. In 1990, the land is going to be assessed for taxing purposes. And I think that the settlement money that came about in 1971, they should be paid at that level of assessment. Because obviously in 1990, the tax assessment is going to be much higher than it was back in 1971 or two, when ASCA was passed. And young people are being alienated from being stockholders and shareholders. And some people are afraid that because the young people are being alienated, maybe later on the federal government will ask, will say that the only way that they can receive federal services is if they're a stockholder. And if they're not a stockholder because they were born after a certain date, then they've lost, in a way, they've lost their federal heritage. And I think it's a really good idea that the ANSCA law is being reviewed. And I think that another native land claim settlement should come to pass, but I don't think that anything should be reduced. I think that they should look at it and they should, if anything, things should be expanded and that they should be given more instead of less, because the people have been living on this land for ever since they can remember. And this land is just a part of them. It's they knew how to live on the land. The land was their home and they knew how to live on it. And they had to learn how to live on it, the best way to do things and the best way to feed themselves and to support themselves. And they had laws and customs and traditions that were all geared towards survival on the land. And so now the Western culture is coming in here and they're changing it. And it's not easy to just change overnight. If anything, if they're going to put a time limit on things, they should give them 100 years or 200 years, and not just 20 years, because that's just simply too fast. And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Charles Evans. I've been here, oh, quite a few happy years, and my views are just the same as the others. I can't add much to it, except I hope or wish that we can go back to the happy years we had before, which, of course, is impossible. That's about all I have to say as of now.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Clifton Stevens. I was born and raised here in Stevens. I was attending school at high school away from home. Didn't understand what 71, but just talking today, listening to people, I strongly feel what Mrs. Mayo had to say There's a lot of true things in that. And in our, like the 160 acres, they asked my mother, where's your berry picking grounds? There isn't very much berry picking places there. And you know, what we need is more time and an extension on this, instead of these 20 years, we need more time. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janet Smoke. I was born here, but my parents and I moved out to the lower 48. We didn't know about ANSCA until right before the deadline. Right now, I am at large. I didn't have a choice to voice my opinion. And right now, I would like land for my children. We live here, but when they have dinghy meetings, I feel like I'm left out, even though I live here. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
I guess I'll get up here again. I wanted to, both Henry and Janet, that's father and daughter, that is, they are not dinghy shareholders because that happened while they were away. In lower 48, like she states, she had, you know, it was just a hurry. And if you enrolled here, you'll have it better than if you enrolled back. Well, I feel very badly about that certain family, the Smoke family, because both Mr. and Mrs. Smoke were born and raised in Stevens Village. Okay, so I don't think I am speaking for myself, and I hope a lot of the people, the local residents, feel the same way about them, because they have been. This is their home. Okay. So they shouldn't be felt left out. I really don't think that they should be. She's true about dinghy meetings. She's not a shareholder in there. So, but I think we've welcomed them back. The people have welcomed them back, and I can see. I can understand how they feel about them feeling like they're not in their own home, but the fact is they are. So that's another of ANSCA's work. Uprooting people, they uprooted people. In our own land, we are being ask the impossible, when I think that we should be the ones to do so. But then we're not that kind of people. That would have happened a long, long time ago if all they had to do was chase them back to Russia. But they didn't do so. So I still say I am the true landowner, and I think everybody should feel, all the natives should feel that way. And as far as the Smoke family goes, I don't think the fact that they are from Stevens Village, I think, is enough. That is our heritage. That is our native culture. So I don't think they should feel too badly about it. Also, some of the land that we have, the corporation has selected, is every summer you see part of it falling into the river. It's eroding. So when that happens, every year our land is getting smaller. And we have been given a rotten deal. I think, I truly believe that ANSCA should be reworked with the people involved, not just somebody else speaking for me, for instance. This is best for her. Well, they don't know how I feel or what I want. I don't even know the people that spoke, that signed my rights away. So therefore, they couldn't have known me. And I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so this will be it for now.
Thank you again.
My name is Abraham Stephen. I was born here and I've been traveling all my life. And I'm getting old now, but I hope I'm a little younger. I could still trap yet to enjoy my life. And, well, I know I can't trap any longer, so I'm going to miss my trap line when I get retired. And I hope them young boys keep on trapping like I did in my time. That's all I can say.
Thank you, sir.
Well, my name is Josephine Evans, and I sure agree with what everybody talked about already, but and then I like to say this is very true, that's what Mrs. Mew talked about, and I'd like to keep this things in this village the way it is. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Rick John, and we're all natives, and just all keep our land. That's all I've got to say.
My name is Virginia Smoke, and I agree with Mrs. Mayo as far as throwing ANSCA out and starting all over. I've been on the corporation board now for about, I don't know, so long that I don't even remember, 10 years, and I'm still learning. And it's hard to be able to run a big corporation when you haven't been experienced, and let alone not even having the education. Some of our board members didn't have the chance to go to school, and they're still expected to run a $1 million corporation. And every year, instead of getting easier, things are getting harder. Every year we have less money to work with instead of more money. And the land that they gave to us, they take it back in easements and right-of-ways. They cross over your land even though you don't want them to. And Doyon, for example, gave Arco the right-of-way to come onto Dinyi land without even consulting us. And this is what we just found out the other day. And it's up to us to try to find some means of getting them off our back. We've been trying now. We thought we got them off our back a couple months ago. And then the other day, we got a letter from Arco thanking us for giving them permission to come on our land. Yeah, thanks to Doyon. And I'd like to see us get. I'd like to see if Anska have to stay on the way it is, and I'd like to see retribalization of lands. If Doyon could do this to us, I'd like to see them give some of our land back to us that they have in Checkerboard Square around us with the state. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.